It has been a long 8 years in the making, but I'm certain it will be have been worth the wait. As you know, McCook Community College is the oldest junior college in the state of Nebraska, and the main campus, not the original campus, is landlocked, and since I've been here, we've always looked for opportunities to expand our borders. We purchased adjacent houses for immediate use for residence life and also possible future sites for buildings. We've partnered with the city to secure a portion of Kelly Park to build the Peter Dolores Graff Event Center, and this new East Campus facility provides an even greater opportunity for future expansion for McCook Community College. When Perry Case decided to donate this facility to McCook Community College, I don't think any one of us knew the enormity of the facility nor what we needed to fully utilize it. We added it to our 2017 facility master plan and timeline, and the possible programming and total cost began to come into focus through that plan. It was about halfway into the plan before it was scheduled due to the size and the funding that it would be needed to finish it. Phase 1 was scheduled in 2022 and Phase 2 in 2024. Little did we know that a worldwide pandemic would insert itself halfway in between the publishing of the plan and the Phase 1 potential start date. The ability to renovate this facility might be one of the few bright spots to come from COVID. From the state's COVID allocation, we were able to secure just over $9 million for the renovation of this facility and allow us to complete the entire project in one phase. The final floor plan will enable us to have some needed larger conference and convention space for the community and college's use. It will allow us to provide an adequate space for our LPN and nursing assistant students, as well as our EMT and paramedic students. It will be the new home to our business and community education department, and it will give us flexible space to provide short-term light technical training for both credit and non-credit offerings, and finally, we'll provide many more opportunities for educational offerings for Southwest Nebraska.